A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labour pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, a hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave! You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have more, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today's readings invite us to think about time. We hear, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And invites us to think about action. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Harsh words. Or are they? And in regards to time, we are urged to remember that the timing is God's timing, and the action we're called to take in the name of Jesus is of that same God who is urging us in the name of Jesus to be bold, to step out, to take courage, and to lift our heads and our hearts to the light and to trust, to not be fooled by the darkness or the insecurities of humanity that the world is presently experiencing in so many ways. We're called to take opportunities as they come, to respond where God is trying to move us on a path that is leading into the light, for us and for others. And that if we step out in courage, we will be given all that we need and who we need to make things happen and to share the good news of his love in thought, word, and deed along the way. As Bishop Andrew said in his sermon this week, the talents we're thinking about here aren't the ones on Britain's Got Talent, but they are talents, some of them, or the St. Peter's Got Talent that we will hopefully have on as one Saturday night when we're allowed to. But it's about the talent that Jesus understood. A talent was literally a weight of around 60 to 90 pounds, which amounted to a lot of money, equivalent to about 6,000 denarii, about 6,000 days labour, 15 to 20 years to be exact. So it was a lot of money by anyone's standards. Even the one who had least had a lot of money given to him. And on return, we hear the master begins to weigh up, judge actually, the way the slaves had used the talents. And he judged that the two who had taken risks and invested had done better than the slave who had been blocked by fear or failure of getting it wrong or losing it. And actually, he had indeed failed in the eyes of his master. It seems here as if we're being told that actually the trying is the achievement. I wonder what would have happened if the slave had tried and messed up. What would the master have said then, I wonder? And that comes down to trust, of course, doesn't it? Trust in a fair and compassionate master who would be there to console and understand and to commend the trying. Is that the master, the God that you have in your life and understand through Jesus's illustration here? Or do you visualize God's presence in your life as one of a judging, harsh nature, ready to condemn if you get things wrong, even though you've tried, if things don't go to plan? Who is your God that enters in your heart and moves and has its being. So this slave who buried his talent, a common way of hiding your possessions in those days, was doing just that. He was hiding it and keeping it to himself, actually. And here's the point that Jesus is making, keeping things to ourselves through fear, through not wanting to share, for economic or emotional insecurity, possessions, or indeed our faith, is not what he wants to encourage us to do as his followers. Jesus is wanting us to help build up God's kingdom of justice and mercy and love by leading by example of an open and inclusive and generous-spirited life. Because by living intentionally in faith is the kind of living that will have the power to make a difference in the world on the ground. And by being together, a child of God becomes children of God. A church family can encourage and comfort and strengthen one another and can make the load lighter as we walk our individual journeys of faith in a commoner way, in fellowship, fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is making a strong point. The gnashing of teeth is bound up in the Jewish people back then, and bound up in their understanding of the kind of language used to describe a matter of judgment and punishment. Salvation, being saved from not being able to live in the dark without the light of God's love guiding the way, was longed for throughout the story of God's people. And Jesus is here and now to bring that language to bear and to explain how it plays out in the context of a grace-filled life and grace-filled laws. And likely making sure, actually, that the people took his message seriously with some serious descriptive language. So for us today and the coming days, we can give thanks that we can actually hear the message of the kingdom in the first place. That message of peace and hope, no matter what, no matter how shaky. And that we can live out in our lives in a measure with our friends of faith to help and encourage us, and we them along the way. And we can also respond to the call of Jesus to commit to that faith and trust and to use the gifts we have to God's glory first, in the name of Jesus, with the Holy Spirit's empowering us to do so. Our wealth, our voices, our creativity, and our deeds all carry a blessing of grace through our faith. They are bestowed upon us to be shared and bestowed upon others, and therefore returned back to God, who himself graced our lives first. From keeping the church fabric on a firm financial and structural footing, to supplying food for the food bank, coats for the cold, shelter for the homeless, pastoral care for those in need of comfort and encouragement, friendship to the stranger, social fun and engagement to help prevent social isolation, all of that, we're being called to work for the Lord, and we have been given the resources to do that. We have all been called here in this place now. We don't need to bury our gifts, whatever they are that you have or I have. God is working with us and for us and through us. We really don't need to be afraid to step out in faith, take a risk. And if we are, we can pray for that courage and conviction that we need to rest in our faith in trust that God is with us, working his purpose out through us and for us. We're entrusted with God's riches, and just because it seems he's far off sometimes, we do need to remember that God is with us and we're not running the show. and we want to be a back of beyond call in spirit to those who are yet to hear the call, that they be drawn into seeking a relationship of their own. We belong to him in the first place, and all we have belongs to him for God's glory, which at the end of the day, my friends, is love. And we remember these words as our prayer. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed we are doing. Amen.